Starting a new life in Canada can be a challenge, even if you have the education, knowledge and credentials to start a new career. For Ah Young Beck, Pasta Polo and Brick Oven Restaurant in Coquitlam was a lifeline. The Port Coquitlam mother of two said owner Fred Sufi looked past her broken English and recognized a person with skills and talent. He hired her to be a server in the bustling Italian eatery at 2754 Barnett Highway, and she quickly learned the ropes. Now Beck and her husband, Jeremy Pock, are the proud owners of the business, which offers an extensive menu of Italian cuisine, brick oven pizza, desserts and more, all handmade in the restaurant. The couple is originally from Korea but had moved to Melbourne, Australia, where Beck was studying hospitality management. She decided to stick to Italian cuisine after working in restaurants in Melbourne and Edmonton. Sufi is happy to step fully into retirement, where he remains involved in several volunteer boards on a range of issues, and says other restaurant owners interested in retiring should follow his example. Fred Sufi has sold the Pasta Polo restaurant in Coquitlam to Ah Young Beck and Jeremy Pock. By Diane Strandberg, Tri-City News. Plan for new ownership. It's better to sell to someone you know than a stranger, he told the Tri-City News. Beck has been working at the restaurant for 9 years, and her husband for 5 years, while they share parenting duties of two children, aged 9 and 13. What came as a bit of a surprise to the couple is that Sufi asked Beck if she wanted to purchase the restaurant, and he worked out a deal to make it happen. I told him I didn't have any money, she said. After settling on a price, Sufi suggested a plan that resulted in the couple buying the business over a period of about 5 years. Initially, he provided Beck with an interest-free loan to cover 25% of the purchase price and, with profits from her share, she was able to eventually pay him back. She increased her ownership until finally, her husband came up with the remaining 25% on September 1, the date of the official handover. Now 73 years old, Sufi remembers how the deal first went down. I asked staff if they would like to be involved, he said. However, only Beck, who had been working as a server, was willing to make a go of it. I knew she had lots of ability, he recalled. Fred Sufi pretends to eat a handful of fresh pasta in a photoshoot for the Tri-City News. His restaurant has been a consistent winner of the Tri-City News A-List Award. By Mario Bartle, Tri-City News. Working as a dishwasher. Still, there were challenges. Beck recalls working like crazy on the business, especially during COVID-19, when the company established a take-and-bake menu to keep the business going. Her husband also suffered some health issues that had to be addressed, and Beck said she lost some of her life balance. At the core, Beck said, she wanted to earn the respect of the other staff, many of them longtime employees, and so she started from the bottom again. In fact, she worked in the dishwashing pit as she got to know the kitchen and how it operated. If it was dirty, it had to be me that cleaned it, she now jokes. The effort paid off and Pasta Polo has retained many of its long-serving staff, said Beck. As well, the restaurant continues Sufi's tradition of contributing to the community via fundraisers and by featuring local artists who can then sell their work. Yet while Beck is experienced in all facets of the business, she understands that she still has to convince the community that Pasta Polo will still be as good under new management. You can only do that by making good food, Beck says, including homemade bread, pasta and desserts. It's what she sees as Pasta Polo's competitive edge against larger chains. We have to focus on the food, she said, that's fundamental.